It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. Last week, we spoke with Sally Coslow about the difficulties many young people experience as they try to leave home and why the lack of jobs and enormous student loan debt can soon send them back to live with mom and dad. Chris Small in Bradford, New Hampshire responded, I don't know a single boomerang child who doesn't want to be self-sufficient. Ms. Coslow fails to recognize that young people are not letting opportunities pass by, he wrote. Those opportunities are no longer available. But Zoe Wieslowski emailed from Pittsburgh to say, I don't get it. I'm 39. This was not an option for my generation. Not only did I enter the job market without a college degree, but I found a way to survive. And when I left home at 22, I never went back. I found a way to make it through nursing school as a single mother in my 30s. She continued, I don't know what's wrong with this generation, but it sure as hell ain't the economy. We also spoke with New York Times writer Alex Williams about the challenges of making friends after college. And Scranton in Blue Ash, Ohio wrote, Everyone told me I'd make lots of mom friends when my kids got in school, but as a working mom, I found it tough to connect on weekends when many families are having family time. I decided to enroll in a leadership class held in the city where I work, and through that class, I've met other working families and folks of all ages and stages. Everyone needs to be open-minded in reaching out to people of all ages. We all have experiences to share. And finally, Greg Alexander in Bloomington, Indiana, reminded us that the beginning and end of the story of adult bonding is happy hour. It's good to go to a place where everybody knows your name. Cheers. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. Knows your name. If you have a correction, comment, or question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Tomorrow, after months of drought and dried-up corn crops, we'll talk about the repercussions of rising food prices. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.